You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Review iRobot Roomba 980. If you have the cash, this is the robot vacuum you need to get. By Adrian So. Rating 9 out of 10. Price $900. The most annoying part of vacuuming is the prep work. If you want to avoid making thousands of little tiny passes with an awkward push vacuum, you have to invest a significant amount of time picking up and putting away toys, cleaning up clothes, and moving furniture. Unfortunately, many robot vacuums do not offer significant improvements in this regard. Their instruction manuals warn you to tidy up beforehand if you don't want the bot vac to get stuck. They often come with additional gizmos, infrared beacons, or other navigational aids to cordon off terminally cluttered areas. But iRobot and the Roomba have been around long enough to know that this is not necessarily a time or energy saver. I've been running the iRobot Roomba 980 for almost 2 weeks now, and it's kept my house clean with minimal effort on my part. If you're willing to lay out the cash, this is the best robot vacuum you can get. The word Roomba is synonymous with robot vacuum. It's almost a verb, said iRobot product director Ken Bazzadola. The Roomba has been in existence since 2002, making it one of the oldest bot vac systems, and iRobot has only improved on it since then. The Roomba's patterning algorithms are derived from iRobot's defense-related research on robots that search for mines on beaches, so the robot is thorough, sensible, and reliable. First, plug in the BotVac's charging station and align the BotVac with its charging ports. iRobot says the vacuum will take up to 3 hours to charge fully. I found that mine was ready in 2.5 hours. Each charge lasted about an hour and a half, but the BotVac uses up more energy depending on how cluttered or how dirty your house is. Download the easy-to-use app and register your BotVac, and then push the enormous clean button, and you're off to the races. The Roomba 980 starts out from the station in a straight line, adroitly and intelligently navigating its way around obstacles. The promotional literature states that the BotVac makes more than 60 navigational decisions a second, and I believe it. I watched it get stuck under the kitchen table in a forest of table legs, slowly and patiently testing different escape routes until it finally broke free without damaging itself or the table. I found that the Roomba 980 minimized the need to clean up clutter beforehand. It avoided cords and toys on the floor pretty well. But if there are areas that you'd prefer to be undisturbed, iRobot's virtual wall barriers are the best ones that I've tested so far. They're unobtrusive little black beacons that have two separate modes, lines or circles. They aren't as unwieldy as magnetic strips, like I recently used with the Neato BotVac D5 connected. Simply select the mode you want and place it near your clutter. I put one in circle mode under our Christmas tree, and the Roomba left the presents undisturbed. Many vacuum companies tout their mapping capabilities, but the Roomba 980 actually has a map that you can see. When you open the app to determine how much the bot vac cleaned and how long it took, you can pull up a map of your home in virtual bas relief. There are your chairs and shelves. There's the bed. There's a few crosses where the Roomba's dirt detect system determined that you were particularly filthy. And there's the charging station. Theoretically, it marks any places where the bot vac got stuck, but this never happened in my home. The bot vac took anywhere between 45 minutes and 1.25 hours to clean between 250 and 400 square feet. You can also select different cleaning preferences, like whether to boost up the suction when the bot vac detects more dirt. If you'd like one or two cleaning passes to get a less or more thorough clean, and whether you'd like the bot vac to edge clean once it's finished. Through the app, you can also schedule cleaning sessions and get push notifications when your bot vac needs attention. Are the debris extractors cleared? Is the bin full? All of the notifications link to clear step-by-step guides in-app on how to perform these basic maintenance tasks. iRobot has had about 15 years to perfect its bot vac design, which means the 980 is the product of years of research and insights. One of those insights is the unique rubber carpet agitator. "What is that?" my spouse asked the first time we ran the Roomba 980. "No vacuum makes patterns like that," he said, as we stared at our carpet as if discovering dinosaur tracks across our living room floor. The agitator is designed to make tangled carpet brushes a thing of the past. There are no bristles. Both my daughter and I have long hair that has snarled many a vacuum in the past. With the Roomba 980, it was a non-issue. The dirt detect system was also almost miraculous in its operation. The Roomba 980 made a first pass under my daughter's kitchen chair, scattered with various toddler crumbs and debris, then thought for a minute and made a second pass. When I checked on the map, it had marked that spot with the dreaded X of filth. However, this Roomba is eardrum-bustingly loud. When the carpet boost is bumped up to the max, it made a whopping 80 decibels of noise. That's almost as loud as a prop plane flying overhead. Even Eco Mode, a lower power mode, measured at 70 dB. There's also no remote with manual directional control. It's annoying to see a mess on the floor, push clean, and have to wait 20 minutes for the bot vac to make its way over. If you want a spot cleaned, you'll have to tote the vacuum over and hit a button. And finally, it's very expensive. No matter how much money you have lying around, $900 is a large sum when you can get a decent robot vacuum, even some from iRobot's own Roomba line, for less than half that much. I asked Bazadola if he found that customers really were willing to spend the extra $500 for features like the 980's mapping technology, which is not available in the lower-priced Roomba models, or the AeroForce cleaning technology. The more affordable models use an earlier tech called AeroVac. "I find that customers appreciate the value at any point in the line," Bazadola said. "What we find is that people are saying, 'My house is cleaner and I'm free to do other things.' That doesn't mean they're sitting on the couch. They're taking care of their kids. That's a big part of why people are willing to make that investment." Robot vacuums, especially pricey models like this one, aren't for everyone. If you have the time and energy to vacuum your own home regularly, you definitely don't need one. You'll still need to do a deep clean every now and then to unearth all the little crumb shadows under the junk that you refused to pick up during the week. But if you, like a lot of other people, can barely make it through the most basic tasks necessary to prevent child protective services from snatching away your offspring, then the Roomba 980 is a very attractive alternative to hiring human help to clean your messes. Seen from that perspective, it's almost a bargain. If you're going to shell out the cash, this is the robot vacuum to buy.
Hope you enjoyed this spoken edition of Wired News. And if you'd like more, search for Wired Science and Wired Business.